Equanimity. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, equanimity means calmness and composure, especially in a difficult situation. Though that general definition doesn't capture the true essence of this powerful meta virtue. Equanimity is a wisdom that protects our mind from the discouragement and frustration when our lack of control is clear. Equanimity is a deep delight born of peace. Thich Nhat Hanh, who I will call Thay, says, "Upekkha, the Pali word for equanimity, means you climb the mountain to be able to look over the whole situation, not bound by one side or the other. From that vantage point, one accesses another aspect of equanimity, samatijana, or the wisdom of equality." Thay says that is the ability to see everyone is equal and not discriminate between ourselves and other people. When embroiled in conflict, the equanimous will maintain impartiality in an effort to truly understand the other's points of view. They drop their discrimination in order to truly love. In this way, the self, the ego, diminishes and they become one. Thus, according to Thay, equanimity is a way to connect. Upekkha has been mistranslated as indifference, which has caused many in the West to believe mistakenly that Buddhists are supposed to be detached and unconcerned with other beings. Indifference is actually the near enemy of true equanimity. It looks like it, but it's not equanimity. True equanimity is neither cold nor indifferent. Equanimity does not mean not caring. The calmness of equanimity is not due to coldness of heart, but due to the clarity of understanding. When we open our hearts, we can connect to all things, and that's as it should be. Rather, it means balancing that connection with a clear recognition of the way things are. So, for example, we see what we genuinely cannot control, no matter how obsessed we might become with trying to. What it really means is not being ruled by passions, desires, likes, and dislikes. There are three qualities of equanimity that we'll explore today: balance, wisdom, and taking the next right step. Balance comes from inner stability, remaining centered when surrounded by turmoil. The Buddha taught that we are constantly being pulled in one direction or another by things or conditions we either want or hope to avoid. To develop balance, we work with the eight worldly winds: praise and blame, pleasure and pain, success and failure, gain and loss. The wise person, the Buddha said, accepts all without approval or disapproval. This balance comes from an inner strength or stability. The strong presence of inner calm, well-being, confidence, vitality, or integrity can keep us upright, like a ballast keeps a ship upright in strong winds. As inner strength develops, equanimity flows. The balanced heart feels pleasure without grasping and clinging to it. It feels pain without condemning or hating, and it stays open to neutral experiences with presence. The second quality is wisdom. As Thay said, equanimity requires the wisdom of equality, the ability to see everyone as equal, not discriminating between ourselves and others. In a conflict, even though we are deeply concerned, we remain impartial, able to love and understand both sides. We have to put ourselves into the other person's skin and become one with him if we want to truly understand and love him. Wisdom can teach us to separate people's actions from who they are. We can agree or disagree with their actions, but remain balanced in our relationship with them. We can also understand that our own thoughts and impulses are the results of impersonal conditions. By not taking them so personally, we are more likely to stay at ease with their arising. Another way wisdom supports equanimity is in understanding that people are responsible for their own decisions, which helps us to find equanimity in the face of others' people's suffering. We can wish the best for them, but we can avoid being buffeted by a false sense of responsibility for their well-being. Equanimity will possess power if it's rooted in insight. What's the nature of that insight? It is the clear understanding that the various experiences we undergo result from our karma, our actions in thought, word, and deed. Which leads us to the next quality, the next right step. The confidence to take the next right step comes from our mindfulness practice. Equanimity is not passive. It is responding with courage and clarity. So there are four ways we'll look at to explore cultivating equanimity: mindfulness, working with difficult emotions, reducing reactivity, and working with the eight worldly winds. Mindfulness. Equanimity has to be based on a vigilant presence of mind and not on indifference or dullness. Our mindfulness practice allows us to develop equanimity as we learn to see with awareness and compassion. Equanimity is the ability to see without being caught by what we see, a calm presence that is aware, open, engaged, but not swayed or caught by any phenomenon, any experience of the moment. With mindfulness, we just start where we are, naming what's going on and opening to how it feels in the body. We get pulled away as we are rigged to try and control the experience, usually by self-judgment. Our mindfulness practice helps us to stay with what is really here, not lost in the stories of our mind. You may want to practice an equanimity meditation using a traditional format. As with loving-kindness meditation, you start with yourself and then spread your wishes out to a loved one, a neutral person, a difficult person, and then to all sentient beings. In this meditation, you start with yourself and say, "May I accept things the way they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May I be at peace." As you meditate, you'll repeat these phrases and take your time, lingering as long as it takes to feel. Then move on to sending wishes to a loved one, a neutral person, a difficult person, and all beings everywhere. Another way to develop equanimity is working with difficult emotions. Equanimity has a sense of mind and heart that remains unperturbed even in the face of life's turmoil and difficulties. Learning to be with our difficult emotions helps us to let go instead of pushing them away. In letting go of the ego's grasp through acceptance of all that is, we realize contentment. Pema Chodron said, "To cultivate equanimity, we practice catching ourselves when we feel attraction or aversion before it hardens into clinging or negativity." Equanimity refers to a state of being calm and balanced, especially in the midst of difficulty. With equanimity, we can have a heart that is ready for everything, no matter what happens in our life. We have the capacity to respond from a place of tenderness and inner freedom. When we open to the truth that there is actually very little we can control other than our own reactions to circumstances, we learn to let go. Cultivating the qualities of kindness, compassion, and joy opens your heart to others. Equanimity balances the giving of your heart's love with the recognition and acceptance of things the way they are. However much you may care for someone, however much you may do for others, however much you would like to control things or you wish they were other than they are, equanimity reminds you that all beings everywhere are responsible for their own actions and for the consequences of their actions. We can develop equanimity by reducing our reactivity. Suffering comes from reaction to experience. Equanimity means engaging with experience but not reacting to our reactions to our experience. We are wired to react to unpleasantness by pushing it away, and to pleasantness by trying to hold on to it. The Buddhist set would say equanimity is letting go of trying to control what cannot be controlled in life. As we become aware of our emotions, we can choose to act responsibly rather than to react unskillfully. We practice to train ourselves to be constantly aware of whatever enters our mind, feelings, the emotion, and their effect before acting. By doing so, we expand the range of life experiences in which we are free from reactivity. Finally, we develop equanimity by working with the 8 worldly winds. Equanimity is a higher state of happiness that is steady and long-lasting. It is not based on the 8 worldly winds, praise and blame, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, fame and disrepute, rather than the ups and downs that come from a state of happiness based on sensual desires. Equanimity is a state of non-attachment based on acceptance of what is happening in the present moment. Becoming attached to or excessively elated with success, praise, fame, or pleasure can be a setup for suffering when the winds of life change direction. These waves of emotion carry us up and fling us down. And no sooner do we find rest than we are in the power of a new wave again. If we understand or feel that our sense of inner well-being is independent of the 8 winds, we are more likely to remain on an even keel in their midst. When the mind is calm, we're less likely to be blown about by the worldly winds. To learn how to be more equanimous in these conditions, we have to be able to see their insubstantiability. Through being mindful, we become more aware of the impermanence of both. We see the conditional nature of fame and that lasting peace and happiness doesn't come through being famous. We see that disrepute is temporary and need not bring lasting unhappiness. The more balanced we can be in relationship to these, the more we free ourselves from having to be seen by others in any particular way. When no longer swayed by the changing tides of fame or disrepute, we discover a peace that doesn't depend on how others see us. Sharon Salzberg says, "Equanimity's strength derives from a combination of understanding and trust. It is based on understanding that conflict and frustration we feel when we can't control the world doesn't come from our inability to do so, but rather from the fact that we are trying to control the uncontrollable. We know better than to try and prevent the seasons from changing or the tides from coming in. We may not prefer it, but we trust it because we understand and accept its rightful place in a larger cycle, a bigger picture. Can we apply the same wise balance to the cycles and tides of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral experiences in our lives? If we can, equanimity frees us to cherish our life moment by moment. In the moments we are not fighting, judging, and grasping, but just being, we gain the deepest wisdom. We can realize who we are because of our grasping self dissolves. Equanimity is a baseline of equilibrium in body when we're not disturbed and when we're not zoned out to avoid being disturbed. Our brain is relaxed and calm, engaged and alert." We'll close this session with an early Buddhist poem from the Theragatha. "If your mind becomes firm like a rock and no longer shakes, in a world where everything is shaking, your mind will be your greatest friend and suffering will not come your way." Thank you.